Hi, you with me?
I'm with you.
Hi, okay. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
I'm Stace. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. And this is Sergeant Miller. And, Sergeant, you're calling us today from Kuwait, I understand.
Yes, I am. I'm calling from the base in Kuwait.
Now, which base can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm at Camp Arafat in Kuwait.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for your service. And this
no
is
problem.
So interesting. Now, you're a Crossville native. You were in the Navy
right.
back in the late 70s, and then you
mm-hmm.
took a break, and you reenlisted after 9/11.
Roger.
But not in the Navy.
Yeah, I enlisted in the early 80s and then had a 20-year break in service before I joined the Army, yes.
Wow. And why the Army after being in the Navy?
Well, I was married and had kids, and I didn't want to go out to sea for 9 months at a time. Army post, I can call and get on Yahoo and do voicemail and stuff like that with my family back home.
And what's it like doing a tour of duty after taking that break?
It wasn't the easiest thing in the world, that's for sure. After a 20-year break in service, it takes a while to get back into the swing of things with the military way of thinking. However, it came pretty quick and started doing what I needed to do to achieve the goals.
Now, did they make you go all the way back through boot camp?
No, I didn't have to go to boot camp at all because I'd already had boot camp. When I came back in, they hadn't reinstated that program where you had to go through boot camp again. Plus, I was already an NCO at that point, too. So I was not at starting at the bottom of the chain of command, basically.
Okay, and that's what you're doing now. You're a non-commissioned officer in charge in Kuwait. And you have a really interesting job because you're really sort of the guy that's keeping everybody sort of at peace with what's going on back at home, right?
What my job is, I'm the Essential Personnel Services NCOIC, and what I do is I process awards for the entire area of responsibility for First TSC, and I make sure that when people go on leave, when they're home on leave, that there's nothing going on that's going to bother them over here. If they have an emergency prep up at home and they need more time, I make sure that they get their extra time. And keep everybody happy, pretty much.
So what inspired you to go back in and enlist after all that time? I mean, obviously 9/11 weighed hard on your heart.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. I remember I worked for General Motors at the time, and I remember sitting in the conference room watching the events of 9/11 on the TV, and it was just something I felt I had to do as it was reenlisted into the service.
So how did your family feel about you being so far away?
Well, they're not happy about it, but they understand that I have a mission, a personal mission that I need to do this and accomplish what I need to do.
And how are our men and women doing over there morale-wise?
Everyone's doing pretty well, actually. The drawdown. I'm in Kuwait, so I'm dealing with a lot of the drawdown in Iraq, talking with folks about going home and stuff. Most of the people are getting ready to go home. Everyone's pretty happy about the way things are going right now.
That's got to be hard though when they're coming out of such a volatile situation, and getting ready to turn in their weapons and rejoining, being a civilian again.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help the soldiers prepare for that mentally, or do you?
That's not really my mission to prepare them for civilian life. What my job is to make sure that all of their loose ends are tied up over here before they leave country. If they leave country and their loose ends aren't bent, their paperwork isn't completed or their awards aren't finished, it can cause a lot of hassles for them back home to try and get this stuff done. My job is to make sure that it's all done before they leave here.
You're the paperwork guy.
I haven't failed them yet.
You're the paperwork guy.
I'm the paperwork guy.
Well, God bless you for that.
Well, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Wow. I can't even imagine, what it's like to be over there. My husband is a former Marine. He served at the end of Vietnam. And just seeing what our soldiers, you know, coming back in the 278s and through all the different brigades have gone mm-hmm. through. And, you know, knowing that they're being recognized for their work, which is part of what you do.
Right.
I would imagine that's got to be a huge source of pride.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel good to make sure that everyone's got all their ducks in a row, basically, before they're out of here, because it saves them so much trouble if it's not done before they get home.
So what would you tell someone right now that's maybe getting ready to, you know, enter their senior year in high school, they're not really sure if military service is something that they want to do, but they're really interested?
Well, what my suggestion would be to have the person enlist in the National Guard, where they're doing two days a month and 2 weeks out of the year, and it gives them a taste of what to expect within the active military. Plus, within Tennessee, they get a lot of help from the state government on college benefits and things of that nature, so they can actually go to college and serve in the military at the same time.
Well, I just want to thank you again for your service and thank your family as well, because, you know, if it's not for the home support, you guys really can't do what you're doing over there.
Right there. I will tell my wife that you said hello.
Well, thank you so much, and please be safe and give everyone our best and our love, will you?
I sure will.
Sergeant Miller, we look forward to you coming home. You coming back to Crossville when you're done with this?
I sure am. I'll be back there in September, as a matter of fact. I'm almost out of here myself.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, my friend.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.